Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi. Menachas Daf Kuf Dalet. We begin at the Mishnah, which is 9 lines from the top of the Yom. It says the Mishnah, Ein misnadvin lug shnayim b'chamisha. So if a fellow sets aside wine to be used for nesachim, for pouring on the mizbeach, either to accompany a carbon or even as a separate, independent donation, as we'll see later in the Gemara, based on a pasuk, one can actually donate wine for the mizbeach, but he has to do so in a very specific, using a very specific quantity. So you can't just donate random amounts. The amount has to correspond to the amount of wine which typically accompanies a carbon. Now we know that there are three levels, three types of nesachim with respect to different types of carbonis. So you have a sheep, a keves, which is typically accompanied by 3 lug of wine. You have an ayil, a ram, 4 lug, a par, a cow, 6. So the amount that you'll donate here has to correspond to those very specific numbers. Therefore, says the Mishnah, ein misnadvin lug, you can't give a lug, you can't originate your own amount, your own quantity, or shnaim, or two, b'chamisha, or five, aval, you could donate misnadvin shloisha, varba, v'shisha, 3, 4, or 6, which correspond to those predetermined quantities. U'mishisha olamala, or from 6 onward. Why? Because all numbers above 6 are divisible with respect to these predetermined quantities. For instance, says Rashi, 6, that's good for a par. 7, you could split it 3 and 4. 3 for the keves, 4 for the ayil. 8, split into 2 times 4, 2 rams. 9, you have 6 for the par, 3 for the keves. 10, par and ayil, 6 and 4. On and on, etc., etc. But kach lo'ilum, says Rashi, it goes on indefinitely. Okay, so 1, 2, or 5 are invalid numbers. 3, 4, or 6, and onward are perfectly valid. Iboil, now comes an interesting question. So whatever he donates, whatever he sets aside, whatever he promises to give, is it meant to be bound to each other? Are they connected to each other as one package, or could you split them? Iboil, yesh kava l'nesachim. Are they established and bound to each other as one package, as one unit? Or perhaps nesachim do not have to be bound together. Hechidami, what's the case? Kigoin, for instance, the Aisi Chamisha. Okay, so he has 5 lug, which is an incomplete amount, as we learn in the Mishnah. So it's not really a number that can be implemented. It can be offered. So what do we do? If the nesachim aren't really bound to each other, okay, so here's a solution. You have 5. Take 4 out of the 5, which is a valid number. 4 is valid. Be makrivit. And the remainder, the extra lug, hang on to it. Use it as a nadava. Put it into the public, fund to use as for karbanis. He pulls away and he's makar aboy minai 4 out of the 5. The chazilai, which are suitable for an ayah, so it's a valid number, valid amount. The remainder, have an adava. It's considered an adava. Rashi says, you transfer it to money and you use it for karbanais, or you take the actual lug itself and you attach it to a karban tamid. Okay? So that works because they're divisible. You can separate them. They're not bound to each other as one package. However, if you take on the other approach, they're established as one unit. The 5 that you donated are bound to each other as one indivisible unit, then you can't do this. You can't split them apart. Rather, you have to wait until you get another lug, which gets you to number 6, and then 6 being a valid number works. Until you fill them up, you complete the number, you can't actually do it. You can't bring it. My, so what's the answer to this question? Let me bring you a raya from a Mishnah, actually a Maseches Shkalim, which speaks about those chests, those deposit boxes where they would throw in the extra monies from various karbonis, which were meant for nedava. Eventually, that would be directed and used for purchase of public karbonis, oilas, donations. We have different types of leftover monies. Tashma, shisha, lunadava. There were six in total. Six of these chests. Ramina, and the question was, what do they correspond to? What's the point of having six? Keneged mi? The answer is each one contained a unique brand of leftover money. Keneged meisar chatas, leftover chatas money, or meisar asham, meisar asham money, meisar asham nazar, nazar, leftover of nazar's asham, meisar leftover of asham metzora, meisar kin, leftover of birds, meisar mechaz chayte. Okay. So that's six. We miss it. Now, if it is so, then in our scenario, you can split apart the five, you can take four and bring it as a nesachim, and the extra one will be left over for nedava. That should require its own chest, its own pushka. Liskin shefer achrina. They should establish another chest. It was shaped like a shefer, narrow on top and wide on bottom, so the money would just go in without coming out. Keneged moisar nesachim. You know, another shefer to contain the leftover nesachim. If it's true that you can do that. Says the Gemara, no, you know what? Even if the leftover of the of this wine will be considered nedava, we can understand why they didn't need another shofar for this. Because there was another easy alternative. Hanach l'davas tzibur azli. Those that we mentioned a minute ago, the leftover chatas money, all that, is meant for a public nedava. So the only way is to put it into this pushka. Hani shchich, as opposed to wine, it's a very common commodity in the Beis HaMikdash. There are karbanos coming all the time, which for the most part need nesachim. You have leftover wine, gesundheit, hold on to it for another minute. There's another fellow coming in, he can use it. Pair it up with his wine, and then you've got yourself a karban. Efshad the mitzdarf, you can combine the mar, this fellow's material, the mar, and the other fellow's wine, by the other with each other, with karbi, and offer another mitzvah. You don't have to channel it through this whole extensive banking system. Am Rav Tashma says, Rav, I want to resolve this question, whether the case of the five lugan, which cannot be, you can't proceed with them as is, can you split them apart, or do you have to wait until you have a qualifying number? Am Rav Tashma, I have a raya, my braisa, which is based on the pasuk by the Nesachim, and it says, Kala ezroch yasa kacha, any citizen, any. The word ezrach is an extra word. Ezrach malamed shemisnad v'nesachem. A fellow can donate wine as a separate offering, even without a carbon. V'kama, okay, what's the valid amount? How much? Shloishes lug and three lug. Because, as Rashi says, that's the smallest amount of nesachem by a kevis. Okay, so that's at a minimum, three. Umanayin shem ratza lo hoisif yosef. What if he wants to add? Can he? Yeah, Tamalemer, yeah, tells you can add. Yochel Yifchai's going to go below three? No, Tamalemer Kacha, it's absolute. Now, what does it mean he wants to add? Ma Yosef, Ilei Mar Bo Vishisha, he wants to go from three to four, which is a perfectly valid number, or Vishisha, six, which again is a perfect. Why do we need a special discussion for that? I mean, just as he can bring three, which corresponds to the Keves, likewise, four to the aisle, shisha to the, these are valid numbers, as we discussed in the Mishnah. Maishna, shloisha, what's unique about three, the chazu, the keves, because they're suitable for a keves? Well, the same with four and six, correspondingly. Arbava shisha nami, right? Respectively, they're suitable for their respective karbanis. Nami, chazu, the aisle, that's the four, or paras, the six. El lava must be, he's trying to add and come to a number which isn't really a full number. El lav chamisha. The Torah is allowing him to add to five. Ushmamina, we learn from here, ein kaval nesachim, shmamina, that the nesachim not bound to each other. Otherwise, how could you donate five? It's not three, it's not four, it's not six. Apparently, because from that five, he'll remove four and be makrevit, and the fifth one will be nadava. The extra leftovers as a donation. Shmamina, so we prove from here that this system works. Okay, so again, the question was, if it's 3, 6, 4, or 6, no problem. What if it's 5, which is sort of an in-between number? Do you have to wait until you get the 6 to get a complete package? Or do you say, no, it's not indivisible, just divide it, split it up, take what you can use now, take 4, and the 5th, you'll leave for the Nedava. And the answer is you could. That's based on this price. Amar Rav Ashi, hold it. Vanan loit nanachi. Look at our Mishnah. It doesn't seem to be saying this. We learn ein misnatven lug, right? You can't do one lug, shnayim or two, v'chamisha or five. These aren't really valid numbers, and the Mishnah sort of bundles them together. Five is just as bad as one. Ketani chamisha dumi d'shnayim. Five is just as bad as two or one. Ma shnayim lechoz v'klal. Just like you agree that two doesn't work for anything. Right? It's not a practical amount. Av chamisha namid lechoz v'klal. Likewise, five is in limbo. Can't be used at all until you get to six. Apparently, you can't split it up. No, me there. Yeah, how can you prove from one number to the other? Each one has its own situation. Ha kadisa. Each one has its own status. You're right. One cannot be used as is. Neither can two. But five, you can take four and use it as four. And then the fifth one, you will send it in love. Amar Abaye. Continues Abaye. Intim tzalaymar. So regarding this question of keva or not keva, intim tzalaymar ain't keva l'masachim. If you'll take the approach that, you know, the nesachim are not really bound to each other, you're free to divide them. Okay. Ha'ain keva l'masachim. Okay, then the answer is pretty clear, which means to say anything beyond two, right, three, four, five, you can just bring it and divide it as you wish. They're not bound to each other, and there's no issue. Imtim tzalema yesh kevel nesachim. However, suppose the nesachim that you're donating are considered one indivisible package. You can't just divert them and split them up as you wish. Now, adasara, if that's the case, so any number until 10, pshitali, I know what to do with it. It's pretty clear to me. Why? Says Rashi on the second Derban line. Adasara pshitali, says Rashi, the lug, one lug, that doesn't work at all. Ushnaim doesn't work at all. Bachamisha, five, also is a non-starter. Lagamra lekarver, you can't use them. Adam malo, until you get them to the proper amount. Shalish, what about three? Lekeves chazul. That's a perfect number. It's good for a kevis. V'dalet four la'ayel for an ayel. V'shisha six for the par. V'shiva, what about seven? You split it between the kevis and the ayel, three and four. Eight, shnei elam, two elam. Nine is a par and a kevis, six and three. Yud ten is the par of la'ayel, that's six and four. So we have our numbers pretty much lined up. Now comes the tricky part. Achad asar ribaye li. We turn to Amid Beis. What about number 11? He donates 11. Now we're not sure what he had in mind. We're not sure how to proceed. My. How would you treat this case? Gavra, the man who donated it, l'shnei parim kamachavin, we assume certainly that he's trying to do two sets of six, two parim, because he's on the par track, right? And therefore, until you get to 12, you can't do anything. Until you complete the number 12, you fill it up like karmi, you can't do anything with it. Then what you can say, who's to say two cows? The reason why he donated 11 is because he wants l'shnei elam b'kevas echad k'mechav, and he's intending on offering a number which corresponds to two rams, two times four, and one kevas, which is three. Total of 11, perfect number. Shall we say that a person sort of divides his donation like that? Trei mechad mina. Two of this type of animal, the rams, v'chad, mechad mina, and another one of the other type, the sheep. Amrinan, do we say, do we posit that that's what he had in mind? He's mixing up different types? Or shall we say, no, he's probably more on the consistent track, and he probably wants to do two of the same. Two times six for the cow. And he has to wait until he gets another one to get him to the total of 12. My, what's the aloha take? We'll leave it unresolved. Okay, so again, let's review the Mishnah and the Gemara. There are very finite numbers that have to be applied when it comes to donating the Sachem. It could be either 3, 4, or 6, corresponding to the various Nesachem that come along with those animals. 1, 2, and 5 don't really work. We learned that you can donate Nesachem on their own, but again, provided that they work with the numbers. What if it's an in-between number? So the Gemara proved that it works because you can take the qualifying number, separate it, then the leftover you send to Nadava, and you direct it to Mizbeach in that way. Now, an interesting question of whether a person wants to split up, between different types or wants to stay on the same track, take. Okay, so continue on this line. Says the Mishnah, Misnad Neshemen, a person can donate wine on its own. even without a carbon. Ve'ein misnatan Hashem. You can't donate oil on its own. That's his sheet. Retire from Omer, just as you can donate wine without a carbon, the same with oil, misnat min shemen. Rashi says, how do you do it? So you do kmitza on the shemen, you scoop out a little oil, you makter that little bit, and the rest the kohen will eat. What's the machlekes about? Omer retire from, let me tell you why a shemen can also fly. Look, mamotzina b'yan, just as we find by wine, shu b'chayva, you can bring wine as an obligatory offering, right, with a carbon. Ubanadav, you can donate it on its own, as we learned a minute ago from the word Ezrach, and just bring a bottle of wine. We'll assume the same with the other liquid, oil, avshem, shub b'chayva, just as it comes as a chayva with a mincha. Ubanadav, you can donate it independently of a mincha. Amar le Rekiva, no, law, you can't compare. Im amras b'yayin, just because wine has that ability. That's because wine, even when it comes, you know, with a mincha, with a carbon, it's offered independently. It's not mixed together, right? It stands alone. It's poured separately on the mizbeach, so it's a separate entity. Even when it's brought together with the chayva, with the minchas nesach, and with the carbon, it's processed separately. So it makes sense that you can donate it separately as well. Toimer b'shemen, as opposed to oil, which never comes alone. It's always mixed in with a mincha. When you bring it as a chayva, it's not brought separately. It's mixed in. So you never find oil coming separately. So why would you think you could donate oil on its own? Okay, so that's the machlekes. Can two people partner in a carbon? Ein shnayim misnadvin isarin echa. Two individuals cannot partner, cannot bring in a sarin, which is the amount of flour, which is, by the way, about 43 kibbutz, huge amount of flour. You cannot donate it together. One person per mincha. Aval misnad an oila v'shlamim, v'oif, you can donate an oila together, shlam, even a bird, afilu predach, even one bird, you can bring as a partnership. Amar Rav, v'divish neim nilmaid. Based on both opinions, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon, we can learn that misnadiv adam minchas nesecha mechal yoyim. Typically, a minchas nesachim accompanies a carbon. A person could choose to donate a minchas nesachim independent of a carbon every day as a separate donation. So that's the Gemara Pshita. Right? Well, obviously, I mean, the machlokes in the Mishnah, the discussion revolves around oil, but if it's a proper minchas nesachim mixed with the flour and oil and all that, why not? Well, the Tema says, the Gemara, perhaps I would think you can't. Perhaps there's no allowance for that. Unless it's with a carbon. Sure, you can bring a mincha, but one of those specific five types, those varieties discussed in the pasuk, who says you can bring a mincha's nesachim, a new type? Mal the time, perhaps mincha's nedava, goli barachmana, hanicha misha menachas in, tfeilo, when it comes to donating a mincha. The Torah lists, presents five varieties. Soiles, right? Machvas, marcheshes, mafetaner, chalas, and rekikin, right? Tfeiloi, perhaps you can add another variety to mashmalon. The answer is hanigli b'stama. Those five varieties apply when, you know, you donated an undefined, unspecified mincha. You pledged to bring a mincha, you can choose one of those five. Avalecha the parish, but if he specified, I want to bring a michas nesachim, parish, then fine, if he specified, fine. Ein shnayim misnad v'may taima. Two people can donate one animal, but not one mincha. Why? Ilam shenichsev takriv. Is it because by mincha it says takriv, which is singular, lashon yachid? One mincha, one owner. Well, by the animals as well, we find lashon yachid. Oilanami. There as well, haksev yakriv. He will bring. So who says you can partner? Ella oila my taima. No, the reason why two people can partner with an oila tachsev because it also refers to plural. Tachsev loyli seichem, yours. Well, mincha nami, haksev by mincha as well, you find the mincha seichem, yours. So what's the difference? Elo ralam shem nechseb bar nefesh. Because by a mincha we find unique language. The Torah refers to a nefesh, a soul, a spirit that will donate a mincha. V'nefesh ki sachriv kovim mincha l'Hashem. From here we learn that it has to be brought by one person. You can't split a nefesh into two. Tana mihachah, you find the same in a brayser. Rabbi Yoim, Rabbi teaches us that when it comes to other karbonis, two people can partner. Ashi yakriv karbonis l'chol nidrayhem. So we learn from there, Hakol boim b'shutfus. All types of donated animals can be brought as in a partnership. Lo yisilik hakosav ala mincha. The only exception is mincha, which is separate from the bunch. Why shenamar nefesh? Because nefesh is cited by the mincha. Amar b'Yitzchak on this topic of nefesh. What's the correlation? What's the connection between mincha and nefesh? It comes from the soul. It's a poor man donating his essence. He's got nothing to do. He's giving away his last penny as a show of goodwill and love to Hashem. Amar b'Yitzchak, v'pnei man yishtanis. Mincha, why is a mincha so different in terms of the way the Torah refers to it? Shenem bar nefesh, where the Torah calls it, refers to it as a nefesh, which we mark it with mincha. What's the connection between nefesh and a mincha? Amar kadosh baruch, Hashem is declaring his appreciation, so to speak, for the poor man's efforts going above and beyond the societal norms. He's not Rebelsky, I'll tell him, let's explain the Gemara. He says, you know, an ordinary person, part of the regular, you know, financial strata, you know, he feels sometimes that social pressure, that external expectation that pushes him to bring a donor. But only, there's no expectation, he has no standards to meet. He has nobody to impress. It's not expected of him. So when he brings a karban, he brings an adava, it's from within. It's genuine, it's real. It's sincere, it's his nefesh. And that's why Hashem says, who's accustomed to bring a mincha, a poor man's offering? That's an ani, a poor man, mal ani olav. Hashem says, I consider it upon him, as if he sacrificed his own soul to me. It's his essence. Once again, why is a mincha different? We find an interesting phenomenon. By mincha unfound by other karbanis, which are pretty much standard procedure. Here it's this type and the other type, different variations, five types of tigun, of oil, you know, related menachis, some are fried, some are, you know, mixed with. Why? Halol, chamisha mini tigun, all these five variations. So he says it's a mashal. Let me give you an analogy. Mashal, a melech masar adam, like a regular king. Sha'asal yahave suda. So his dear friend prepared for him a feast. And he knows, thereby, and the king knows that this man can't really afford much. Shuwani is a poor man. Amarli, so the king says, you know what? Please don't splurge. Just whatever you make, do it with your full heart. Amarli says to Maseli, min chamisha minitim, please, prepare for me five different fries, different varieties of frying, meaning basic material, but just put in that effort to show me that I should have anah from you, that they should find favor in my eyes. So even the most basic ingredients can be enhanced, can be varietized. It's about the effort, it's about the preparation, which shows dearness and engenders friendship. Likewise, the mincha of an ani, he prepares it in his best way, his preferred way to Hashem, that brings his nefesh close to Hashem. Hadim lach ha-menachas ha-nesach. Continues the Mishnah. Harei Allah Yisarim. New perek. Last perek in the Masechta. Bez Hashem. So a fellow pledges an Yisarim. Yav Yechad. Okay, so it's a very simple, straightforward mincha. One mincha for one Yisarim for one mincha. Yisarim, nice. He pledged two. Plural. He didn't say the word two, he said plural. So what is it, two or 2 million? Yavi shnai. He need not being more than two. We assume, you know, smallest number. A person wouldn't want to get himself involved in confusing configurations. If he would mean more, he would say it. So presumably when he says Yisrael Nois, he meant the minimum plural, which is two. Now, suppose Pirashti, he says, I did specify a number, I can't remember whether it was 2 or 45. I'm not sure how many we're going to fit into this mincha. So we know the maximum is 60 sarin per mincha. So either way, he's good. He brings 60. If he owes it, fine. Otherwise, Rashi says, he specifies the conditions. He says, you know, whatever, I don't have to. Is it a davar, is a donation? But if he brings 60, he's covered. Rashi says, mincha yechidus will not be ever more than 60, as we learned the other day. So that's the maximum. Harelai mincha. So that was in terms of quality. What about the type of mincha? He pledges a mincha without specifying which type. You'll be able to shiur to choose whichever one you want. It'll be the omer unspecified. Then you have to bring the minchas hasoilis, which is the first one that the Torah refers to. That's the one that stands out. I won't explain exactly what this means. If he says, I'm bringing a mincha, that's one. Or he says, min ha-mincha, a type of mincha. Again, that's one type. Yavi yachas, he brings one. What if he says, menachais, plural? Or he says, oy, min menachais. A type of menachais. Then in these cases, yavi shtayim, he must bring, two of the same type, right? Whatever type he chooses, two of them. What about Pirashti? He says, I specified which type, I just don't remember. Any idea? Is a man Pirashti? In this way, the only way to cover his tracks is to bring all five. Yavi chamishta. Pirashti mincha shel esroinim. In this case, he specified a certain amount, a certain number of esroins to be brought together in the same bowl. He specified in the same bowl, X amount of esroinis. He can't remember which number he cited. Any idea? Kama Pirashti. I'm not sure which number I mentioned. Kama Pirashti? So again, Yavi Shishim Yisarin brings 60 together and he's covered. Rabbi Omer, no. That's not a proper solution, because suppose he's supposed to bring, he pledged 32, you can't put 33. 32 has a certain format. You can't modify that. The only way to cover his pledge is to bring all variations, all possibilities, from the number 1 in a kli all the way to 60. He's got to bring a kli of 1, a kli of 2, a kli of 3, which gets you to 1830 in total. Rabbi Omer, Yavi Menachais, so he has to bring separate Menachais, each one containing Yisroinis, from the number 1 all the way to number 6, Mechad Vashish. So the beginning of the Mishnah, we spoke about a fellow who promised an Yisroin. He brings one, Pshita, obviously. What's the point of mentioning? Yisroinis Yavishtaim Yisrichel, the next point was the main thing. Yisroinis means two. Well, again, Hanami Pshita, again, that's obvious. Because, obviously, two is two, Yisroinis is two. Hanami Pshita. The answer is, no, Miut Yisroinis Yavishtaim Yisrichel. The Mishnah did have to point that out. That we look at the minimum of plural. He's not obligated to bring, anything beyond two. Because when he pledged without specifying a number, plural means two. The first Yisrael says it's a derech of a person not to bring himself to a situation of uncertainty and suffix. So when he said Yisroinis without adding a number, presumably it meant two. Miut Yisroinis time Yisrichli. Pirashti. He's not sure which number he cited. He brings a 60. And that covers him. So only 60? But if you recall, a minute ago, Rebbe said, you can't get away with 60. You have to bring 1830. So Mantan, who's the author? Who's the Shita reflected in the beginning of the Mishnah, which lets him get away with 60. Amar Chizkid, the Leiki Rebbe, it's not like Rebbe. The Rebbe, who's going to Rebbe, he's stuck for 1,830. The Rebbe, Amar Yavim Menachis, Shal Yisroinis, Mechad Ashishim, he says he's got to make separate Menachis, separate Kalim, from 1 to 60. Here as well. Rebbe Yechon Amar, he says, no, Afil Temi Rebbe. This clause of the Mishnah is consistent even with Rebbe. It's a different case. You see, in the latter part of the Mishnah, Rebbe was referring to a fellow who was Kaveya B'Kli. He mentioned how much is going to fit into the Kli. That's how he's going to package it. So you can't package it differently than he promised. So inevitably he has to bring one and a two and a three and a four. In the first part of the Mishnah, he didn't specify, I'm going to fit this in a Kli. He promised 30 Yisarein. Right? He didn't say I'm going to put all 30 in the same. So even if it was 30, right? He doesn't remember, but even if it was 30, he's not bound to that format, to that package. Meaning if he puts 30, 31, he's still okay. So this halacha follows even Rebbe, because it's a different case. Rabbi Yochanan Bar Filu Tamer Rebbe, but Omer was speaking that he explained Pirashti. I specified a number, yeah, but I didn't package them as one. Pirashti Yisroinis, I mentioned a number of Yisroinis. Avaloi Kivatam Bekli, I did not bind them to a Kli. The Bach adds Bekli Echon to one Kli. So in this case, what's the solution? The mice is shitin Israel is b'shitin money. So in this case, he gets away easy, relatively easy. He has to bring 60 Yisarin, just in case. But there's no redundancy. He can bring 60 separate menaches, one Yisarin per kli. Because the packaging is not a factor. As long as he ends up bringing the right amount, even if they split one Yisarin per mincha, he's good. Okay, so let's recap. We discussed the Mishnah of donating wine, donating a minchas nesachim as a separate donation that works. Oil was a machlokes. Spoke about the dearness of the ani and Hashem, how Hashem appreciates his efforts, his sacrifice, his nefesh ki sakrif mincha. We spoke about a fellow donated a mincha or many minachis and how I meant to interpret his expressions in a way which covers his obligations. All the best to you and atzlacha rav.